We're here at Menards Bag Sale, asking shoppers what they're putting in the bag to get 15% off.
Paint.
Batteries.
Tools.
Toilet paper.
Extension cords. Grocery items.
Hardware for my cabinets.
Snack items. Crackers and some canned good stuff.
Shop vac supplies.
Toothpaste, cereal, coffee, dog treats. I've got a lot of stuff to grab.
The list goes on, but the sale ends January 24th. Hurry in for Menards 15% off bag sale. See store for complete details.
Save big money at Menards.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to get stronger just around the corner, so you can give everything you've got. Whether you want to crush a few reps before class with our expanded strength equipment or sweat it out on your way home from work, with over 2,800 locations, there's a Planet Fitness close to you, and most are open 24 hours. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends January 30th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
It's National Vinyl Record Day today. So I'm going to unveil my first ever. Yeah, it was Licensed to Ill. Yeah, I was that awesome. This is today. Welcome to This Is Today, the podcast that features the stories that make this day unique. It's Thursday, August 12th, 2021. I'm Russ, and here's what you need to know about today. It is International Youth Day today. This was set up by the United Nations. The purpose of the day is to draw attention to a given set of cultural and legal issues surrounding youth. You can learn more on the United Nations website. It is also National Julian Fries Day, and these are not fries that you have to give to a guy named Julian. No, it's a cut. The Julian is the way you cut the food. I didn't know this. I'm sorry. I know. As I've said many times, I'm not a chef. I just play one at 5:30 every single day. Basically, it's the way that you cut. You cut the items into long, thin strips, and that is called Julian. There you go. I feel like I should have known this, and I feel embarrassed that I didn't. Well, the word comes from a soup with the same name, which is prepared with the thin strips of vegetables, garnishing it. It's French. There you go. Julian. Now we all know. And you know, the thing is, I feel like when I embarrass myself by mentioning something like this, you can feel safe here. This is your safe place. You can embarrass yourself as well. You can also call them shoestring potatoes. So have some of those today and enjoy while you're listening to your favorite vinyl record, because it's National Vinyl Record Day. And I gave you my first album there, Licensed to Ill. That thing was amazing. I mean, especially the plane, when you'd open it up and you'd see the whole plane. That was just incredible. I loved that album, and I still do. Love me some Beastie Boys. Yeah. So vinyl, what's the deal with that? Well, it's actually a synthetic plastic called polyvinyl chloride. But who wants to say, let's go to the polyvinyl chloride store? So they just went with vinyl, and there you go. The predecessor to the record album there was the phono autograph. Yeah, that was actually patented by Leon Scott back in 1857. But you know who holds the patent for the phonograph? Yeah, well, that, of course, is Thomas Edison. Tommy's got everything. He's got the market on a lot of patents, especially some of that early stuff there. And it was not based on the other dude's photo autograph or whatever the heck you call that. No. That's not even real. It's like, come on, let's talk about Edison. Well, no, he didn't base it on that. This was a totally different and unique idea, as they say there. So that's why he was able to get the patent on it as well. Anyway, the first records that came out were about 5 inches, and they didn't really store that much music, right? Basically, the 12 inches didn't come out until 1903. Those as well only stored about 4 minutes of music. So really, that's probably like 10 Beatles songs. Those songs are really short. You can probably get a lot of those on one of those 4 minute albums. Anyway, 1948, the LP was introduced by CBS, containing up to 21 minutes on each side. And there you go. That led to a revolution and everybody checking out those albums. Of course, I could get into the speeds, you know, the different speeds of albums, but let's not get that technical on this podcast, shall we? Instead, let's talk about, what are the top albums right now? Because vinyl records are actually popular again. Yeah, they're all back. Well, okay, Billie Eilish, in fact, has the number one vinyl record on Amazon right now. Happier Than Ever. Sour from Olivia Rodrigo is number two, which I got to admit, I can say this now that I've said that I liked the Beastie Boys. This album, pretty darn good. You should probably check it out. Folklore from Taylor Swift, number three. Evermore is number four, also from Taylor Swift. Number five, Thriller, Michael Jackson. This thing is always going to land on a list. In fact, it is the number two of all time, the number one of all time. And I'm not just talking Amazon here. This is everywhere. Is the Eagles, their greatest hits, 71, 75. Also a fantastic album. By the way, they're in the number three spot as well with Hotel California. AC/DC's number four, the Beatles. Yeah, I made fun of them earlier, but the White Album is number five of the best-selling albums of all time. Okay, I'm sad that Britney Spears didn't make that list, but what I did find out, and the way that I do get to mention Britney Spears today, is it's National Middle Child Day today, and she is a middle child. And, you know, knowing what I know about Jan Brady, maybe that's some of what's going on. I don't know. I don't mean to pick on Britney because I think this whole thing is crazy and hopefully everything turns out well for her. But let's talk about middle children here. So there is actually a belief that there's something called middle child syndrome, in which middle children are excluded, ignored, neglected, overshadowed by their other siblings. Perhaps the older sibling has more responsibilities, more freedoms, things like that, where the younger sibling gets more attention, is more like, you know, baby, things like that, gets what they want, whereas the middle child's just sort of there. There's a lot of research performed on this, you know, about birth order and its influence on personality. And the problem is, the results are sort of contradictory. More research is needed in this, but it is a very interesting topic. Maybe something I should cover there on learning more. Okay, so here we go. Some famous middle children. I mentioned Britney Spears. I mentioned Jan Brady. That was sort of kind of right there. She was excluded, ignored, and neglected. But anyway, Abraham Lincoln, also a middle child. David Letterman and Bill Gates. So there you go. There are your middle child. So if you're a middle child, there's some others that you can look up to. Look up to good old Honest Abe. There you go. Let's take a look at our events for today. And we start our events in 1944. So World War II was still on. And during the war, a B-24 bomber was taking part in a secret mission. The mission basically had 20,000 pounds of explosives on board the ship. The ship would actually basically be a remote control eventually, but the two pilots had to go up, get the plane into a spot that would be able to turn it over to the radio control. One of those pilots was Joseph P. Kennedy Jr. Now, this guy was meant to be the next president of the United States. Essentially, he had been groomed his whole life to become president someday. He was the oldest of nine children in the Kennedy family. His dad was ambassador to Britain, and he'd gone to Harvard. He had learned. He'd been to the 1940 convention. He was set. He was to be president someday. But on this day, he was aboard this plane. They removed the safety pin from the bomb. They radioed in, said that it was ready to be taken over by radio control. They got ready to jump out, but the bomb went off prematurely and killed Joseph Kennedy Jr. and the other pilot on board. Now, the Kennedys, of course, would still have a president in the family because Joseph Kennedy Sr. would now set the sights on John Kennedy to become president someday. All right, we move now to 1972. The last U.S. combat troops were leaving Vietnam. However, there were still troops there. It took till about October or so of 1973 before everybody was gone. Okay, in 2004, on this day, Jim McGreevy, the governor of New Jersey, resigned from office. Why? Well, there was a little bit of a sex scandal there, later followed by a divorce. It turns out he was having an affair with a male staffer. So he also came out on this day. Can you imagine that? A governor stepping down because of a sex scandal? That just doesn't happen every day. I mean, it happened recently, again, but okay, it happens. Yes, just not all the time. All right, let's take a look at our birthdays for today. William Goldman. Who's that, you ask? Well, he wrote The Princess Bride, and he was born on this day in 1931. He passed away in 2018. Mark Knopfler is 72. Sir Mix-a-Lot is 58. Michael Ian Black is 50. Rebecca Gayhart, also 50 today. Casey Affleck is 46. And that is your look at August 12th. Thanks for listening to This Is Today. We do our best to pull together all the correct information. If we made a mistake and you heard it, you're super smart or super sorry. Be sure to subscribe wherever you get your podcasts and give us a 5-star if you think we deserve it. If you'd like to make sure that we cover something on a future podcast, let us know. Just head over to our website, thisistodaypodcast.com. Make suggestions, give us feedback, and see our other podcasts. I hope you enjoyed learning about today. I'm Russ. I'll talk to you tomorrow.